Tomorrow is the deadline for a group trying to repeal a tax cut on oil companies. Yes, Repeal the Giveaway needs at least 30,000 verified signatures to get a referendum on the August primary ballot. So far, more than 45,000 people have signed the petition booklets.
It's exceeded my expectations.
That's Pat Lavin. He's helping organize the referendum effort and says they're still collecting signatures in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and a few other communities. The group's goal is to turn over a law that's projected to lower taxes on oil companies by at least $3 billion over the next 5 years. The tax cut has long been a priority of Governor Sean Parnell as a way of spurring oil production in the state. But critics say there's no guarantee that will happen. Lavin says having so many signatures should give the group a good buffer in case some are disqualified. Gail Fanumiai directs the State Division of Elections, and she says usually a few thousand ballot proposition signatures are thrown out.
When you look at this, you'll probably find an average, maybe around 10% of a total signature submitted don't qualify.
Even though the referendum group has exceeded their goal by more than 50%, they probably won't beat the known record for most signatures collected. In 2005, an initiative that would have banned aerial wolf hunting got more than 55,000 signatures and ultimately got voted down. But Lavin notes that initiatives have a whole year to collect signatures, while referenda only get 3 months. And he says those months have certainly been exhausting.
I think I'm going to sleep for like a week and then think about something else when I wake up.
Lavin adds that so far the group hasn't settled on a strategy for how they're going to campaign once they get all of their signatures in. That's scheduled to happen at 3 p.m. tomorrow at the Division of Elections Ship Creek Avenue office in Anchorage.